The Stevenson Center for Community and Economic Development is celebrating its 25th year. Director Frank Beck and Senior Associate Director Beverly Beyer sit down with WGLT to discuss the program's past, present, and goals for the future. Beck tells WGLT's Mary Cullen the Stevenson Center is the public outreach arm of Illinois State University.
We are that in the sense of service to Bloomington Normal, McLean County, and broader, and the service is through our students.
And that is an unusual model. So many institutions have centers like this, but the fact that there's an interdisciplinary applied curriculum for graduate students is unusual.
Could you explain a little bit about what the overall goal is of the program? Why is it so important to get these students so involved?
So I would say that we're unique in that the education that the students are seeking is the vehicle by which they provide service. And the service they provide is a requirement of the degree program. So different than a standard internship thing, this is much deeper. And the students who find us are, they've already chosen public service as a way of life, as a career for themselves. And with the experience that they come in the door with, they're pretty driven to make a difference at whatever level. I mean, it doesn't need to be large scale change, but it could be, you know, what's happening on my block. And that's what drives them, and that's why they come to us.
And I would say there's just such a great need for leaders in public service. So we know that there's going to be a generational shift occurring with people retiring, and people may not be as maybe drawn to those difficult roles, again, with government and nonprofits. And so we see our role as cultivating those leaders of the future. One of the things that's so wonderful, our students are the best part of the Stevenson Center, and it's just so inspiring to get to work with them when they're here and then to see what they go on to do after they graduate. So we have over 220 alumni at this point over these 25 years, and they're just phenomenal individuals, and they form a really strong network out in the world as well.
So you mentioned over these 25 years, again, the Stevenson Center is celebrating its 25th year anniversary this year. So maybe we can talk a little bit about the roots of the program and where it started.
So Dr. Bob Hunt, emeritus faculty in the Department of Politics and Government, began the program in 1994. It was joint with Western at that time. The focus was on rural communities, and it was specifically designed to bring people back for a graduate degree after Peace Corps service. So Peace Corps fellows were the focus, and the setup of the program with 1 year on campus and then 1 year in the field, that's how it started, and that's the way it's been. And over time, it broadened to include AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps-type experiences in addition to Peace Corps. And so now we have students who come to us with domestic experience and international experience. The center itself has grown. It started with two students. You know, might have had two students in the second year. Now we're at incoming cohort of 12, and we just placed 9 into the field. So at any given point, there's 25 to 30 students in the program, and again, across all those different units. And so it takes a lot of hands to make this work. One of the things that's positive about it is it's interdisciplinary, so it brings together diverse conversations, which is important.
And one thing that's unique for us is that the Peace Corps Fellows Program that Peace Corps started to partner with universities for people coming back from Peace Corps with the idea that they would bring the experience and knowledge that they had from working abroad back to benefit communities in the United States. So that program had existed already. It started with the teachers, education for teachers at Columbia University. But when Bob Hunt started the program here back in 1994, it was actually a partnership with Western Illinois University, and it was the first Peace Corps Fellows program in the country in community and economic development. And so that's, we have a really strong legacy. We are a longstanding Peace Corps Fellows program relative to a lot of other ones that are out there. So really, really rich history.
So we've talked a lot about the changes that have come since the program started in 1994. What do you see as on the horizon? What's a next step or the next level that you're hoping to reach?
So one of the things that we are excited about is that in 2016, we launched the Peace Corps Prep Program for undergraduate students. And so this is a certificate program provided through Peace Corps for undergraduate students who are interested in these kinds of careers in public service. And so it's open to any student in any major across campus. And so that's a growing program here. We're really excited about that. We went through a strategic planning process 2 years ago, and we're every year like knocking off the objectives on that plan. We're going to be working on making some updates to our curriculum this year. We also, one thing that we haven't mentioned is we do provide some direct service to communities and organizations as well. So maybe Frank would like to talk a little bit about that.
So I work with the students on a couple of different projects, but one of the biggest is data management for the courts and the jail. So I teach data management skills to the students. And at the same time, they're providing the service to the county. So you may have heard something about the jail project or something like that. And so that is ongoing since 2010. And as far as I can tell, it's going to keep going. We also work with data management for Illinois Department of Employment Security, a bunch of the different government agencies tied to education, IBHE, ISBE, and that's all sometimes thought of as the boring side of the work, but data management nonetheless. And the students leave ready for data science positions, and so providing service while education, and then they go off to a wonderful career and I have fun working with them. So
obviously these students are gaining a lot of experience and learning a lot through the program, but also the impact is greater than just the students that are in the program.
Absolutely. So I just want to say too, Frank and I are really lucky to work with a great staff at the Stevenson Center, our program coordinator, Katie Hake, our office manager, Don Dubois. It really is a team effort with all of us and our undergrad interns as well for the Stevenson Center to be a success. So the host organizations really value the ideas that our students bring. So they're bringing fantastic skills in terms of research and program management, and they can be like a breath of fresh air coming into an organization and invigorating some programs or projects that may already be underway. They can be a fantastic resource for getting something new off the ground, for better connecting with the community, with constituents, with really assessing and understanding what's happening. And so organizations that host our students tend to love them. The majority of our students receive an offer to stay on in some capacity, and you know, they may or may not accept that, but we think it speaks really well to the value that they bring to organizations, that that these wonderful partners that we rely on, these organizations, want to keep our students around and have really benefited from having them there.
So much so that they come back. So we have, over time, we've had organizations have multiple students over time, and they wouldn't do that if it wasn't a quality experience for them.
Mm-hmm. So I guess now let's focus on the anniversary itself and the different events that are going on. How are you celebrating these 25 years?
The kickoff is on the 28th. Bob Hunt, the founder of the program, will be inducted into the College of Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame on that day. And we are going to have a series of events over the next 5 days after that will bring in our stakeholders for different events, as well as reconnect us with some of our alumni, so forth.
So it's pretty cool. Our colleague Katie came up with a great idea, which is to celebrate Adlai Week. So our founder, our namesake rather, is Adlai Stevenson II, who obviously was just a huge proponent of public service and an exemplar of that. And so we're going to be celebrating Adlai Week, starting with that Saturday, A for Act, D for Donate, L for Listen, A for Advocate, I for Inspire. And so something cool is going to be happening every day, whether in person or virtually. And we encourage anyone who's interested to check out our Facebook page, look for us at Stevenson Center on Facebook, or go to our website, stevensoncenter.org, to learn more as those dates approach. So we're really excited to celebrate the rich history that we have.
That was WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Stevenson Center Director Frank Beck and Senior Associate Director Beverly Beyer. The Stevenson Center for Community and Economic Development kicks off its 25th anniversary Saturday, September 28th.